Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sanjay Mattu with the World News. The headlines. Trump administration withdraws from multiple international organizations, including UN's Population Agency. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says India and France working together to stabilize global politics. Documents reveal Pakistan begged US for help as India showed its might with Operation Sindhu. US President Donald Trump says Venezuela will use revenue from new oil deal to purchase American-made goods. And ICC Women's T20 World Cup 2026 qualifier fixtures announced. US President Donald Trump has announced the withdrawal of the United States from dozens of international organizations, including the UN's Population Agency. Trump yesterday signed an executive order stopping US support for 66 organizations, agencies, and commissions after ordering a review of American participation and funding. The State Department said in a statement that the administration believes these institutions are poorly managed, unnecessary, wasteful, or influenced by interests that do not align with US priorities and may threaten the country's sovereignty and prosperity. The decision comes as Trump's administration has taken several foreign policy actions, including capturing Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro and indicating an intention to take over Greenland. US President Donald Trump has said that the country's military budget for 2027 should be increased to $1.5 trillion, up from the current $1 trillion, after prolonged negotiations with senators, members of the Congress, secretaries, and other political representatives. In a social media post announcing the proposal, Trump said the increase would allow the US to build what he described as a dream military and ensure the nation's safety and security. He said the higher spending was made possible by increased revenue from tariffs, claiming the US now has the capacity not only to pay its debt, but also to produce an unparalleled military force. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that India and France must work together to stabilize global politics as the world is witnessing a fractious geopolitical environment. He made the remarks during a meeting with his French counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot in Paris yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar stated that continuous conversation is an important part of nurturing the relationship.
France is amongst our oldest strategic partner, the first in Europe. Our particular meeting takes place in the larger context of considerable global uncertainty. We must and we are making full use of the various mechanisms we have in different domains, a productive exchange of views on global and regional issues.
The External Affairs Minister also noted that India is chairing the BRICS and France is helming the G7 this year, and even referred to both sides being part of the G20 grouping. The two ministers also focused on preparing the ground for French President Emmanuel Macron's visit to India next month to participate in the AI summit. Meanwhile, Dr. Jaishankar has said that the world is under churn and there have been overarching developments that could redefine the global order itself. In his remarks at the India Weimar format meeting, he appreciated the invitation for the Weimar format meeting, where his counterparts from France, Germany and Poland participated. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Documents released under America's Foreign Agents Registration Act show that India's Operation Sindoor, after the Pehelgam attack in April last year, had shaken Pakistan. It said Pakistan pleaded with the United States for help, even offering more investments, special access and critical minerals in exchange. Pakistani diplomats and defense officials reached out more than 50 times over emails, phone calls and in-person meetings to several U.S. officials and intermediaries, and even the U.S. media amid the operation. Operation Sindoor was India's response to a barbaric Pakistan-sponsored terrorist attack on tourists in Pehelgam in Jammu and Kashmir. On the night of May 6 and 7, India destroyed and severely damaged multiple terror infrastructure sites in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. India's Chief of Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, continued high-level engagements on the first day of his official visit to Sri Lanka, holding talks with the country's political and military leadership and underlining the growing depth of bilateral defense cooperation. Our correspondent reports that the visit featured discussions on regional security, professional military exchange, and tangible support to the Sri Lankan army.
India's Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi stressed the pivotal role of armed forces in nation building, calling for the integration of niche and emerging technologies into modern medical operations while speaking to the faculty and student officers at Sri Lanka's DSCSC. During his engagements in Colombo, the Indian Army Chief held discussions with Sri Lanka's Deputy Minister of Defence and the Defence Secretary, focusing on expanding defence cooperation, humanitarian assistance and disaster relief collaboration between the two countries as well as regional security. General Dwivedi also met the Army commander and handed over military vehicles, ambulances and training simulators, reinforcing India-Sri Lanka defense partnership. For World News, Ahmed Moin Farooqi from Colombo.
US President Donald Trump has said Venezuela would use revenue from a new oil deal exclusively to purchase American-made goods. In a social media post, Trump said that the purchases would include American agri-products, medicines, medical devices and equipment to improve the electric grid and energy facilities, amongst other things. Earlier, President Trump had also stated that the interim authorities in Venezuela would turn over between 30 and 50 million barrels of sanctioned oil to the United States. In the United States, local and state officials in Minnesota called for an end to the Trump administration's immigration crackdown after a federal officer shot and killed a 37-year-old woman in Minneapolis last night. More than 1,000 people later gathered at the scene to remember the woman and protest the shooting. President Donald Trump said on social media that the federal agents acted in self-defense. However, state and local leaders rejected the federal account, calling it misleading. In Nepal, Cabinet Minister Kulman Ghising has resigned from his post amid pressure from Prime Minister Sushila Karki on ministers aligned with political parties to quit their ministerial positions. Ghising, who served as Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Physical Infrastructure and Transport and Urban Development, submitted his resignation to Prime Minister Karki yesterday after serving 115 days in office. Ghising is believed to be behind the formation of the Ujjalo Nepal Party, which later merged with the Rashtriya Swatantra Party on December 29. He is also expected to contest the parliamentary elections scheduled for March 5 this year. A pair of twin mountain gorillas has been born in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo in what it described as a major event for the endangered species. Community trackers who discovered 22-year-old Mafuko hugging her newborns today said the mother and her two baby sons all appear to be well and healthy. Virunga, situated in a conflict-prone part of the Democratic Republic of Congo, is Africa's oldest and largest national park. The ICC Women's T20 World Cup 2026 qualifier fixtures have been announced. The 10 teams will compete for the last four spots in the tournament during the Global Qualifier Tournament, scheduled in Nepal from 14th January to the 1st of February. The matches will be held in Kathmandu across two venues. Starting 14th of this month, a total of 10 warm-up matches have been scheduled. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Trump administration withdraws from multiple international organizations, including UN's Population Agency. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says India and France working together to stabilize global politics. Documents reveal Pakistan begged US for help as India showed its might with Operation Sindoor. US President Donald Trump says Venezuela will use revenue from new oil deal to purchase American-made goods. And ICC Women's T20 World Cup 2026 qualifier fixtures announced. And that is the end of this news bulletin.